this is Bob Familiar, and I'm here with Andrew Espinoza. He's a principal user experience engineer at Monster.com, and Andrew's here to tell us about their adoption of Microsoft Ajax. What's worked for them, what challenges they had, and what are some highlights. Andrew, thanks for being with me today.
Sure, glad to be here.
Tell me about the application that Monster deployed that leverages Ajax.
Well, there are two sections areas where Monster excels. Of course, the seeker side is where we go out and accept the resumes from the various people looking for jobs. And then there's the employer side where we actually interface with employers to help them manage the resumes, look for the candidates themselves. This application is the employer side. And so what we do is we're trying to help our employers first go onto the site and figure what's the best package for them to either post a job or to look for resumes that are already online to help them hire for their organization. And so this particular application focuses on the employer side, and so we want to give them a rich way of going in there and doing all the things that they need to do to either post a job or to look at the resumes online.
Andrew, tell me about how Monster came about, you know, looking into Ajax and that decision process of whether or not to adopt it and what were then some of the benefits that you saw.
Well, traditionally what would happen is the product team envisions exactly what they want our customers to have. And so they had these rich interfaces that they wanted to present to our clients. So we got into looking at what exactly and how we could do and provide this rich client. Ajax was one of the frameworks we looked at for doing that, and it's also we also used the controls themselves, the extensions that were available.
The Ajax control toolkit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And so we adopted that. We plunked them into our applications, and I say plunk because that was probably the attitude that a lot of us took, was that we would get this and put it into the application, and it would run. And, you know, in fact, there was a lot of nice little things that just we put in there, and it started to run. But then there were other things that we had to realize that from an architectural standpoint that we had to pay attention to. But one of the nice things about the Microsoft Ajax, of course, we got great support from Microsoft, but there was a big community out there starting to use it, and we were able to harness that as well. That was key.
Interesting. So it wasn't as turnkey as you may have suspected, but through the support programs and obviously the relationship with Microsoft, you were able to find out the information you needed to get to dig deeper into the underlying framework.
Absolutely.
So tell me about that digging in part. So you found you had to learn more about the underlying framework to really take advantage of it. What were some of the issues that you found?
Well, one of the first things we do, and I think a lot of developers go down this path, is they use the update panel to kind of get their controls to work and get that asynchronous feel on the page. But one of the things that we had to concern ourselves with over time was the performance issues and how some of the JavaScripting that we were used to doing outside of a framework, how that interacts with the framework itself. And also the interaction between the server controls and managing the client-side events. So basically, when we plunked it in and we started to work with it, it was giving us some real nice features. But as we went down the path of adding more and more things to our application, we saw that there was some performance issues. Well, one of the big things with all web applications, of course, is the load performance and download. When you initially go into your page and you see all these, if you're looking through your Firebug or something like that to get a gauge for what the download performances on that. One of the things that we were concerned about is how much JavaScripting is being brought down. What's the impact of the Ajax framework itself coming down, and what does that do to the page pane, the rendering process that occurs? And what we found was that initially that we were getting some real slow performance on the initial download. We have a very heavy a homepage that draws in a lot of different rich components into the web application itself. And a colleague of Jeff Thompson came up with this great idea of using the script manager, initializing the script manager in our base master page, and not identifying a lot of the JavaScripts there until the bottom of the page or the last part of the page. We would actually use the proxy portion of it to actually load it after we rendered the things that we wanted to render. Now, we had to manage exactly how that. We didn't allow the user to go in and start playing with the control until everything was painted.
Right.
But we were able to do that. The page popped up a lot faster, and we were able to get the JavaScripting and all that. And that was key, using the script manager, which is another important part of the Ajax framework that the developers need to truly understand, because that's key in how you compress and how you manage your scripts throughout the framework itself.
Interesting. So an interesting use of the script manager, and obviously in a very intelligent solution
right. To
that problem.
Right.
Very good. So then what were some of the highlights? So you're leveraging Ajax, you're leveraging the Ajax Control Toolkit. What are some of the benefits that your customers are seeing as a result?
Well, one of the wonderful things, of course, is the fact that I can create this modal pop-up wizard, so to speak, and give our clients the ability to walk through a process without repainting the whole page. It just gives you a better and richer feel for what's going on. It makes it easier for them to follow through with what they're wanting to do and understand the path that they're going down. And so that's the thing that we benefited most from. And, you know, moving forward, as we see some of these applications become a lot more richer, Ajax becomes a real, the Ajax framework itself becomes a real big factor in how we're moving forward. In fact, we have a good upgrade path that we're going that's just going to throw, we'll go deeper and deeper into this process of implementing Ajax and the framework and all the controls that come with it. And there are a lot of third-party tools that are starting to come out there that utilize the Microsoft Ajax framework, and that's very helpful, because now what you have is everything working in tandem, because one of the important things here is orchestrating all the JavaScripting that goes on in the client, and the Ajax framework is key in trying to help orchestrate that.
You guys are seeing tremendous benefit in adopting the Microsoft Ajax libraries and the Ajax Control Toolkit. Andrew, thank you very much for your time today.
Sure.